We are here at the 2018 Filene Big Bright Minds in San Diego. I almost forgot where I was for a second. I'm in my hometown. My gosh, how could I forget that? But anyway, we are comfy and cozy on this here couch with Mr. Brian Flynn. Brian Flynn from Kina Mutual Group. How are you, Brian?
Good, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. So far, so good.
We're in San Diego. Not a bad place to be in December.
Yeah, well, it wasn't so nice yesterday. Apologize. Apologize for that, guys. And Hope Scow from University of Arizona, who I just found out is a surfer as well. So good to have that in the club. Nice. All right, guys, we digress about other stuff. You guys are just on stage. Look like you're having a lot of fun up there, obviously. But give us the topic that you guys were talking about, and then we'll dive a little bit deeper into some takeaways. Hope, you want to go first?
Sure. We were talking a little bit about how we have all this data, this big data, and we're trying to quantify so many things, but we're forgetting maybe to bring it back down to the consumer experience level. I think we were both talking about the need to take big data and make very personal consumer experiences for people.
Brian?
And more on a consumer decision making, right? So, you know, where are we headed with the data? What are the investments we're making? And more importantly, what are the outputs that can come from all that data?
Data is what makes the world go round these days, you know? Oh my gosh, if you don't know the data, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Credit unions, let that be a lesson. But so give us a couple of takeaways. What can the audience members take back to their credit unions based on what you guys said? Are there a couple of things that really kind of stood out for you guys?
So I think the first thing, right, is it always relates to the experience the member's having, right? Members or consumers have more choices, right? They have more options, they may have more channels. And so if you're not in the right places where they can make those decisions, purchase those products at the right time, the right place, then you're not going to be real successful in working with those members.
Timing is all about hope.
I think timing is super important, and also just being in that conversation, being part of the ecosystem of people making financial decisions, just making sure that we have the right information in front of them and the right people to give them guidance.
Significance. Why is this stuff so significant right now, as opposed to 5 years ago, 10 years ago, last week? Why is it so important right now? What's the significance right now?
So I think there's the competitive landscape, number one, right? You never know who's getting in the financial services industry. I think secondarily, as you watch credit unions, you know, continue to shrink in numbers, but their memberships continue to grow and flourish, so they get, you know, better penetration with a larger number of members.
Right. Hope?
I think it's also the ready availability of all this data. We know where they've been when they visit our sites. We know all of the materials that they looked at before they made a decision. And so we have the pressure to use this data. And I think that the charge is on us. The onus is on us to figure out how can we be... enhancing their experience.
Yeah, you were talking about the consumer, or in this case, the member experience up there as well, how important that is. I'm hearing that more and more the last couple of years about how important that experience is. And the thing that I've been hearing a lot lately is kind of marrying the digital and the human experience together, and not just, I mean, the pendulum can swing so far to the digital or so far over here to the human, but it's finding that balance. Is that kind of what we're getting at here as well?
I think you're exactly right. I think we saw the pendulum swing so far to the digital where you could do everything online and you don't have to talk to a single person.
But you're so far removed.
Yeah. And they have intimate data on you to make your experience far better. They know the pressure points that you faced, and I think credit unions can be that ready partner at those moments.
Indeed. Brent?
Well, and if they're not that ready partner, right, I think they have to really consider, do they buy it, do they build it, do they partner to get those capabilities and resources to reach out to those members? So I think they get a lot of decisions, or we as an industry have a lot of decisions to make on how we're going to build out the capabilities and resource, and more importantly, get to the data and the information to help members make those decisions.
So how do we get credit unions to act on this stuff? Because we can talk and talk until we're blue in the face about this stuff. We can have all these great theories and practices and stuff, but how do we get them to take that step to drink the water, so to speak? How do we get them to act on this type of stuff? Because it's so important. We've been talking a lot about ideas, how great these ideas are, but ideas are really nothing until you use them, until you execute on them. So how do we get credit unions to take that step and go, hey, you guys really need to act on this stuff? Because a lot of them are, but then there's a lot who still aren't, unfortunately. So how do we get them to take that step?
Yeah, so I think traditionally, right, we've been risk averse as an industry, right? So I think, you know, to some degree, there's a fear of the fintech. Right, it is a competitor, but you know, these folks are fairly savvy. You know, new approaches, new ideas to what credit unions have dealt with for years. So I think there has to be, you know, some reliance on really leaning into some of this, and really taking some risks
for
the benefit of the growth of the industry, but more importantly, to stay competitive.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Hope?
I agree. I think there's so much data out there that we have, and everybody imagines that we have to do something super magical with this data,
right.
But we actually don't. We need to take it back down from this magical level to the everyday experience of the member.
Mm-hmm. And I've also been hearing about bad data and good data. You know, how does a credit union prioritize all this information we have now? You know, they have a gold mine of information on their members. And I mean, I've even heard somebody say that credit unions have more data on their members than Amazon has on their consumers. Mm-hmm. So I mean, there's a treasure trove of information here that we can do to really personalize the service there. So it's just getting them to act on it, I guess. So, yeah.
I think they think it's difficult. I think because they're risk averse, they imagine that they have to figure out the algorithm to make everything work.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't. You need to do the little tweaks based on these data analytics and the insights that you have that make a difference in somebody's experience in the everyday world.
Indeed. Final question. Oh, Brian, go ahead.
Well, and then take that experience and remove the friction, right? So again, if you're not always face-to-face with a member, right, you don't want the abandonment rate or them moving out of the process at the wrong point. So there also is the point of where's the friction in that system and how do you fix that, which could be a simple fix versus this magical wand you're going to wave.
Right. Yeah, it's not magical, you know? There's a little bit of work behind it.
And maybe we even want to insert some friction when we saw some of that, the research that Mary Gilley did on creating the pause before people spend and give in to temptation. So trying to figure out how we insert the right pause in there, and we put a little friction in and remove other friction. So which is the bad friction, which is the good friction?
Right. All right, guys, last question here. Where can we find out more information on this topic? Do we go to University of Arizona? Do we go to CUNY Mutual Group? Where do we find some more information on this so Creightons can get a bit more well educated on this type of stuff?
Well, I'm prone to say that you should go to the Filene.
Oh, well, we can go to Filene.
Website.
Let's go there. Done deal.
And pick up some of the research.
Filene.org.
So,
yeah, okay. We're good.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Brian, thank you so much.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Hope, always a pleasure. Good job, guys.
You.